Dr. Olubanji Akinola is being remembered by those who knew him in Sault Ste. Marie as a thoughtful and gifted educator who would routinely go above and beyond the scope of his duties for students in the Department of Law and Politics at Algoma University. Akinola, widely known as Dr. Banji, to those who knew him, died January 10 at the Algoma Residential Community Hospice, leaving behind his wife of 8 years, Abiola Bankole, and their 2 children, Angelalua, AJ, and Aranola. He was 37 years old. He's irreplaceable, that guy, said Dr. Trevor Chur, department chair and associate professor with the Department of Law and Politics at Algoma University. He was a joy and an honor to work with, and he leaves a big hole behind. Chur and Akinola had been working together for the better part of 4 years. He says that Akinola first began working with Algoma University after being granted a 2-year contract with the institution in order to teach international relations and comparative and global politics. Chur was on the hiring committee for the 2-year contract position, and was blown away when Akinola had to do a teaching demonstration as part of the application process. Within the first 2 minutes of his teaching demonstration, I felt like I wanted to be one of his students. He just had such an engaging presence in the classroom, recalled Chur. I knew that he was the guy for the job, and that is just reaffirmed and echoed in what students have said to me about him over the years. Because the pair had worked together closely to develop the university's political science program, the program was granted a tenure-track position to make available. He got the tenure-track position, which is the gold standard for economic positions, and he started that this year, but he only got to work it for 1 semester, which is just sad. It's just heartbreaking professionally, said Chur. So much about this is devastating. Chur says the loss of Akinola will be felt by many at Algoma University. He just made them feel really appreciated and seen, said Chur. He was a really intelligent and smart guy about global politics and international relations, but he wouldn't just lecture, he would encourage student participation and a sharing of perspectives in a way that helped students learn from each other in the way that he mediated the conversation, and that takes a real special skill and sensitivity. I think that he was a really strong mentor for students interested in global politics. But I think especially a really important mentor to a lot of international students, and I think that a lot of students are really going to be feeling this loss quite hard. Angela Trudeau Day, a fourth-year political science student and president of Shingwak Anishinaabe Students Association, SASA, was a student of Akinola. She remembers him as a student-centered champion of equity and inclusion who made everyone in his classroom feel valued. He believed in us, he believed in every student that he was teaching. It just resonated, said Trudeau Day. When we found out that he took ill, we were shocked. Akinola would end up moderating talks during a Wet'suwet'en Solidarity March and an online event for Indigenous Awareness Month at Algoma University on behalf of SASA and university partners. It was really fascinating and impressive that he didn't hesitate to step up, and that's what I found so cool about him, Trudeau Day said. Elizabeth Niche, a fourth-year student and president of the Law and Politics Student Society at Algoma University, wants Akinola to be remembered as the incredible person and educator that he was. He would start every class by asking every single student, individually, how they were, she said. Niche says Akinola was always excited to engage with students and help out with various Law and Politics Student Society events, which included acting as a coach and mentor for Algoma University students during the annual North American Model United Nations in Toronto, a mock version of the United Nations that students can participate in that teaches diplomacy, cooperation and public speaking. It's those little, small interactions that make such a difference, especially in university. It's tough, so making those connections with your professor makes all the difference, Niche said. Chur recalled when Akinola drove through a nasty snowstorm from the Sioux to Timmins to meet his students at Algoma University's Timmins campus. I don't know many people who would do that. It was beyond the call, beyond the job description, he said. Chur says members of the Algoma University community are now working towards establishing a memorial scholarship in Akinola's honor. In a statement posted to social media Thursday, the African Caribbean Canadian Association of Northern Ontario said it was deeply saddened to learn of Akinola's death. Dr. Banji, as he was fondly called by his friends, colleagues and students, was humble, lively and a genuine people person. In everything he did, he served with passion, and remained a consistent source of inspiration to the growing Black community and students at Algoma University, read a statement posted to the group's social media page Thursday. "We will miss your incredible infectious laughter, personality and spirit. A friend to many, Dr. Banji, you will be greatly missed. Our condolences go out to Dr. Banji's wife, Abiola, their two young children and the entire family during this very difficult time." The African Caribbean Canadian Association of Northern Ontario says that financial donations to help out Akinola's family can be made via e-transfer at banji17us@yahoo.com.